Okay, I need you to picture something with me. You wake up on a Saturday morning in Port Orange, Florida. Grab your coffee, look out your kitchen window, and there it is, your Bonanza, sitting in the hangar attached to your house. You don't drive to the airport. You are at the airport. I'm Ramp on Ramp on Trek, and this is Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you to one of the most extraordinary places in American aviation that most pilots have never set foot in. Spruce Creek, the fly-in community near Daytona Beach, where hundreds of homes sit right on a runway, where the streets are the taxiways, where your neighbours might be taxiing past your living room window while you're eating breakfast. I'm not kidding. Before we get into this, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First, solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let me take you there. Spruce Creek sits about 10 miles south of Daytona Beach, tucked into a community called Port Orange, from the air. You'd think it was a standard suburban neighborhood at first glance. Nice houses, curved streets, cul-de-sacs, but then you see it. The runway cutting right through the middle of everything. 4,200 feet of asphalt. And those curved streets, those are taxiways, those houses, have hangars instead of garages. It's a private airport. You can't just fly in without an invitation. And that exclusivity is kind of the point, because what Spruce Creek has built over the past 50 years is not just a neighborhood. It's a culture, a way of life, an entire community organized around one idea. The airplane isn't something you go to, it's something you live with. Let me give you the numbers. At its peak, Spruce Creek has had over 400 aircraft based there. 400? We're talking everything from little two-seat experimentals all the way up to Citations and Challengers in a residential neighborhood, on streets with names like Cessna Boulevard and Wingspan Drive. Come on, that's incredible. The community was developed starting in the early 1970s. The idea was revolutionary and honestly kind of crazy. Build a planned community where every home has direct aircraft access. Give residents taxiway frontage. Design the hangar as part of the home itself. You taxi out of your living space the same way someone else backs their car out of a garage, except it's a Pitts Special or an RV8 or a Piper Comanche. And here's what gets me. What gets me every single time I think about Spruce Creek is what that proximity does to the social fabric of the community. Think about it. Your neighbor isn't just the guy who waves at you from the driveway. Your neighbor is the guy you watch pre-flight his Mooney while you're drinking your morning coffee. You know what he flies, you know how he flies. You've watched him come in from across country at dusk and waved him in from the taxiway. The ramp culture at Spruce Creek is unlike anything else in general aviation, because the ramp I is. The neighborhood, there is no separation between hanging at the airport and being home. Those two things are the same place. People who have visited Spruce Creek, and I talk to a few pilots who have friends living there, they describe the culture as one of the most welcoming, intensely aviation-obsessed communities you'll find anywhere. You're not going to sit on your porch without talking airplanes. Someone will taxi past and stop, and you'll end up standing in the street, which is also a taxiway, for 45 minutes talking about magneto timing or the new avionics they just put in the Baron. There's a phenomenon in GA called hangar flying. You know it, you've done it, you park the plane, you start putting the covers on, and 2 hours later you're still standing in the hangar, talking about that one approach. In Denver, 10 years ago, when the winds shifted and you ended up shooting 3 instrument approaches before you got in. Hangar flying is a beloved ritual. It's where pilots actually teach each other. At Spruce Creek, hangar flying doesn't have to end, because you just go home and the hangar is still there and the runway is outside and your neighbor who has 12,000 hours in the Learjet is 6 doors down. There are community events at Spruce Creek, fly-ins, cookouts, social gatherings, where people arrive by airplane, not by car. You taxi to the party. You tie down on the grass next to the clubhouse. You grab a plate of whatever's on the grill, and you talk shop with people who have been around aviation for decades. Young pilots building their first kit plane. Retired airline captains, corporate pilots, weekend warriors, military veterans. The cross-section is incredible. And the aircraft mix on a busy Saturday morning is genuinely jaw-dropping. People doing run-ups, people pulling planes out of hangars, a business jet doing its walk-around on the transient ramp, a home built just back from Sun N Fun. The sound design of that neighborhood on a clear morning must be absolutely something else.
high-pitched continental four-cylinder, big old Lycoming thump, the whistle of a turboprop coming to life, all of it just woven into the fabric of breakfast time. Now I want to dig into what makes the culture of Spruce Creek specific, because it's not just about having a cool hangar, it's about what that proximity does to how pilots actually operate. When you live next to your airplane, you fly it more. That sounds obvious, but there's real psychology behind it. The barrier to flight at most airports is friction, driving to the field, pulling the plane out, getting it fueled, doing the pre-flight when you're already a little tired from the commute. At Spruce Creek, that friction is almost zero. Wake up on a clear morning, check the weather, see that ceiling as visual flight rules, and you can be in the run-up area in 15 minutes. That changes your flying life fundamentally. Pilots at Spruce Creek reportedly fly significantly more hours per year than the average GA pilot, and it shows in the skill and comfort level of the community. These are people who fly regularly who keep their currency, not because they're cramming for a check ride, but because they just flew last Tuesday. And the one before that?
There's also a mentorship culture that grows naturally when you live with your aviation community. The experienced pilots aren't just names on an EAA chapter newsletter. They're the guy who helped you push your plane back into the hangar when the rain came in fast. They're the woman who noticed your brake line was weeping when you taxied past her house. That kind of informal knowledge transfer, the stuff that doesn't happen in a ground school. It happens constantly at Spruce Creek, just by virtue of people being around aviation all the time. One story I heard that really stuck with me. A relatively new private pilot moved into Spruce Creek a few years back. Brand new certificate. Maybe 40 hours total. First few months, understandably cautious, methodical, good things. But what happened next was that her neighbours, a guy with thousands of hours in experimentals, a retired corporate pilot, a woman who'd been flying in the community for 30 years, they just folded her in. Not formally, not through any organised programme, just, "Hey, let's go fly together. I'll ride along to New Smyrna Beach. Have lunch. We'll come back." That's how you build a pilot. Within 2 years she had her instrument rating and was flying 400-mile cross-countries on her own. She told someone that living at Spruce Creek was like going to flight school every single day just by being home. That is ramp culture distilled to its purest form. No formality, no sign-up sheet, just pilots who care, and proximity that makes caring easy. Now look, Spruce Creek has had its challenges over the years. Like any neighborhood, there are disputes about noise, about traffic on the taxiways, about what operations are appropriate when your neighbors are 15 feet from the center line. When you put aviation and residential living in the same space, the friction isn't always just good-natured hangar flying. There are real questions about who has the right of way when a Cirrus is on the taxiway and the school bus is making its rounds through the neighborhood. The community has rules, runway hours, noise abatement procedures, because when your neighbors can hear your engine from their bedroom, you owe them that courtesy.
But that's also part of the culture.
The ongoing negotiation between the love of flying and the responsibility of being a good neighbor at Spruce Creek, those two things aren't separated by a fence and a FBO counter. They're intertwined in the same driveway. The airspace around Daytona Beach is busy. You've got Daytona Beach International to the north, Embry-Riddle, Aeronautical University just up the road training students constantly. There's real traffic in that corridor, and the pilots at Spruce Creek learn to navigate all of that as part of their daily flying environment. It keeps you sharp, it keeps you communicating, it keeps you thinking 3 moves ahead because you've got airline traffic to sequence around every time you go fly to get lunch. That's not a bug. That's a feature. There are other fly-in communities out there, Jumble Air up in Ocala, Air Haven in Minnesota, residential air parks scattered across the country from Texas to the Pacific Northwest. The concept exists in a lot of places. But Spruce Creek is probably the most developed, most storied example of what happens when you fully commit to the idea that pilots deserve to live the way they fly, close-knit, constantly learning, supported by their community, ready to launch at a moment's notice. That's not just a neighborhood feature, that's a philosophy about how aviation ought to work. And I keep coming back to this, in an era when general aviation is fighting for relevance, when training costs are through the roof and pilot numbers are a constant concern, a community like Spruce Creek points at something real. The thing that makes pilots stick with aviation isn't the airplane itself, it's the people around the airplane, it's the culture. It's having someone who knows what you're going through because they're in the same run-up area with you every Saturday morning. The Experimental Aircraft Association has resources on residential airpark communities if you want to explore this further.
and General Aviation News has done some beautiful long-form pieces on the culture at fly-in communities worth tracking down. You can find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp, and I want to live there so badly it physically hurts.